Praise the Lord. Amen. I done just slipped my memory. What was the title of that message last night? Somebody quick. Missing in action. Amen. Praise the Lord. Missing in action. Amen. I did hear the reports about the revival, and I'm excited. Amen. Heard about Brother Devin. Amen. Wish I was here. Amen. Praise God. Ain't God good? Come on here. Amen. Hallelujah. There ain't no telling what's happening in this revival this week, and I'm excited. Amen. Just can't wait for the rest of the revival. But we're still here tonight. Amen. We still got tonight's service. Amen. It just do us good to get right on in. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let the Lord have His way. Amen. 2 Kings chapter 6. As you're turning there to 2 Kings chapter 6, I want to definitely say it's an honor and a privilege to be here. And I just give honor to Brother Sister Myers. Amen. We love them dearly. Amen. And what a great pastor. Amen. Here. And we just give him honor in this place. And I've been enjoying his preaching. Amen. Hallelujah. Brother Myers, you just keep on preaching. Amen. Be all right. How many enjoys to hear the pastor preach? Amen. Come on now. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. And maybe he'll do some after a while here. Amen. I remember a time there has been a few services, few messages him and I have tag teamed. Amen. So you never know. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Be thinking of something over there, man of God. Amen. Hallelujah. If that ain't fair warning, I don't know what is. Amen. Amen. We're Sister Myers. No, I'm just teasing. Amen. I've been after her about preaching for a long time. Amen. She sure can. I won't embarrass her, but I love to hear her testify. Amen. 2 Kings chapter 6 and verse 1. It is good to have our church folks with us, Brother Clarity, Troy, amen, and Sister Cannon, and Sister Creech, and Sister Stephanie, and all the folks, amen. And I hadn't seen Brother George and Sister Joyce in a little while. It's been a month or so, amen, but it's a month or so too long, amen. Praise the Lord. It's good to see them. It's good to see all of you and the folks, amen. Brother Steve back there, every time I see him, I forget his name, amen, and he keeps reminding me, amen. I can't forget Brother Smith, amen. Hallelujah. I'd be in trouble if I forgot Brother Smith, wouldn't I? Amen. Hallelujah. 2 Kings 6 and verse 1. Amen. And the sons of the prophets said unto Elisha, behold, now the place where we dwell with thee is too straight for us. In other words, it was too crowded. Amen. There were too many people in one building. He said, let us go, we pray thee, unto Jordan, and take thence every man a beam, and let us make us a place there where we may dwell. And he answered, go ye. And one said, be content, I pray thee. He's talking to Elisha. And he says, and go with thy servants. And Elisha answering, he answered, I will go. And so he went with them. And when they came to Jordan, they cut down wood. But as one was felling a beam, the axe head fell into the water. And he cried and said, alas, master, for it was borrowed. And the man of God said, where fell it? And he showed him the place. Come on now. Oh, right there. And he cut down a stick. And he cast it in thither. And the iron did swim. That axe head swam right up to the top of the water. Come on now. And this is what he said. Therefore said he, take it up to thee. And he put out his hand. And he took it. Come on now. Woo! Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. He took it. Praise God. Help us, Lord. I praise you, Lord. I glorify you. Amen. We ask you to have your way in this service here tonight. Already we have felt you moving, Lord. Lord, let us step out of the way. Amen. Oh, don't let us get in the way here tonight, God, but let your spirit flow in this place. If there be one that need a healing, if there be one that needs saved, if there be one that needs sanctification or Holy Ghost baptism, Lord, if there be one, Lord, that needs a touch from you, Father, we ask you to do it right now, right here tonight in this service. Oh, we thank you, Lord. We praise you in Jesus' precious name. Turn to your neighbor, shake their hand. Tell them how good it is to see them in the house of the Lord here tonight. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Oh, thank you, Lord. Amen. Oh, I love this story in the Bible
Some of my favorite characters in the Bible are Elijah and Elisha, and I like them all. Amen. Praise the Lord. But I like old Elisha. He was given a choice, and when Elijah was coming by, and he was given a choice, and he said, "I want what you got," and he had a choice to leave everything he had and follow the man of God. And we read in the Bible that he left everything he had to follow Elisha. Oh, I love that. I love that aspect. I love that story. I love that principle. Amen. That if you're going to follow God, amen, you got to leave the old life behind. Amen. Come on now. And if you're going to follow God, you got to leave it all behind and follow Him. And well, Elisha, here he is in the middle of his ministry. Amen. He's there at the place of the sons of the prophets. Amen. Oh, praise God. And I just feel like tonight, amen, that somebody, amen, in this revival, amen, already we hear stories, amen, of folks answering the call. And we hear stories. And I just believe that there's more things happening in this revival. I believe there's more things that can happen in this revival. I believe if we will get a hold of God. I believe if we will listen to what the Lord is trying to tell us. I believe if we'll follow the leading of the Spirit, He'll take us to deeper depths and higher heights. Come on now. And how many wants to go to deeper depths in God? How many wants to climb to higher heights in the Lord? Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I can't speak for everybody. I can't talk, but I'll just talk for Brother Smith here tonight. Brother Myers, I feel like that we're on the precipice of time that Jesus is getting ready to come back. I can't help but notice, Brother Smith, the signs of the times. I can't help but notice how the earthquakes have increased, the disasters have increased. Amen. The weather's crazy. Amen. The whole earth seems to be groaning. Come on now. Amen. There's wars and rumors of wars and more wars and more wars and more rumors and more wars. Come on now. On top of wars. Amen. Amen. And the country's going downhill. Just today, the stock market took another dive. Amen. I could just list bad news all day. Amen. But all that bad news tells me is, amen, there's good news that Jesus is getting ready to come. Come on now. Church, we got to get ready. I said we got to get ready for the coming of the Lord. Amen. And I believe it's almost time. Even at the door. Amen. The trumpet could sound any time. Come on now. With that news and with that idea and with that thought in our on our heart and on our mind. Amen. There's something that I gotta tell you here tonight. Amen. Oh, praise God. I've been praying here lately, Brother Myers. If there's more power in God, I want it. Amen. If there's something missing in my life, I wanna add it. Come on now. If I'm doing something wrong, amen, I wanna get it right. Come on now. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. If I'm not praying enough, Lord, I wanna pray more. Amen. If I'm not doing enough, God, I want to do more. Amen. I know what we're thinking. I'm tired. I'm already busy. Amen. Oh, I quit using that excuse. And I just said, Lord, if there's more, I want to do it. Come on now. Amen. Praise God. David said to us in Psalms 90:12, so teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Come on now. Amen. Hey, I'm not getting any younger. Amen. Praise the Lord. And don't look at me funny, neither are you. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. We're not getting any younger. Amen. Time's going by. And even if the Lord does tarry, Brother Myers, amen, it won't be many more days. I don't believe. Amen. Praise the Lord. I probably already seen half my life. Amen. Amen. You say, Brother Smith, well, aren't you expecting to live to 100? Well, I really hope not. Amen. I'm looking forward to going to heaven. Amen. Praise the Lord. Come on, don't get quiet on me. Amen. I'm homesick. I don't know about you, but I'm homesick. Amen. Praise God. Amen. One Sunday, it reminds me, rabbit trails. That's what you get for getting a pastor. Amen. A lot of rabbit trails. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. One little boy, amen, he was in a Sunday school class, and amen, everybody in the class, the teacher was trying to get him excited and praise the Lord. Everybody said, praise the Lord. And how many loves the Lord? And everybody raised their hand, and I love the Lord. How many read the Bible this week? Read the Bible. Amen. And everybody reads the Bible. And amen, the Sunday school teacher said, how many Amen. He's ready to go to heaven. Amen. The little kid, there's one little boy over in the corner didn't raise his hand. Amen. Amen. Praise God. I don't know if it's true or not. I just read it in the book. Amen. Amen. One little boy didn't raise his hand. The Sunday school teacher said, son, why didn't you raise your hand? He said, I thought you meant right now. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Come on now. Amen. I do want to go to heaven. I think sometimes we act like we don't want to go. Amen. Maybe right now. Amen. Praise the Lord. But I don't know about you, but I want to be ready right now. Hallelujah. Come on now. In our text, we find a school of the prophets being led and instructed by the prophet Isaiah. Come on, Elisha, I'm sorry. Amen. We find that these young prophets or disciples feel that they have outgrown their present facilities. Amen. Where they are with their learning. Amen. More people have come on board. More people have joined. Amen. The school. And now, amen, it's time to build a bigger school. Wouldn't we like to have that problem tonight? Amen. Outgrow some facilities. Amen. But oh, I'm not here to preach about building bigger churches. I'm here to preach about building yourself. Amen. And expanding your own ministry and expanding your own spirituality and expanding your own walk with God. Amen. Sometimes, amen, church, amen. I don't know how long it's been, amen, that they were in those facilities, but they reached a place in time where the walls were closing in, where they everything was coming in on them. Amen. They felt pressure. They felt uncomfortable. They felt it was time for expansion. Don't you know? Amen. That's the way God deals with us. Amen. Amen. I know folks that have been saved for years and years and years. And they're no more spiritual today than they were 10 years ago. Amen. Or 5 years ago. Amen. Church, every day that passes, we should be drawing closer to God. Every moment of our life that passes, we should be getting closer and closer to God. Amen. Praise God. We should feel those growing pains. Amen. Come on now. When I was a kid, amen, I wore a lot smaller shoes than I do now. Come on now. Amen. I don't have near as big of shoes as my oldest boy. He's in like a 12 or 14. 14. Amen. I'm like two sizes too small. The reason I can't fathom that's because I wear a 10. Amen. Hallelujah. And he's not as old as I am. Amen. He's got 14 size shoes. Amen. Hallelujah. I'd take a small loan out to buy him some shoes. I'm glad he's paying his own bills now. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. But amen, when we're small and little, amen, we have smaller clothes. Amen. And when we grow up, we got to get, come on, bigger clothes. Amen. Come on now. And it don't stop there. Sometimes we quit growing up and we start growing out. Amen. And we got to get bigger clothes. Come on now. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We're expanding our boundaries, if you will. Amen. Come on here. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. But oh, I don't wear the same clothes I did when I was in elementary school. Amen. I don't read the same books. Amen. When I was 5 or even 10 years old. Amen. Come on now. I don't even think like I do. Amen. Come on now. When I was that age. I remember a story. Has very little to do with what I'm preaching, but it came to me, so it might apply. Amen. Amen. But I remember the way I was thinking, the way I used to think. Amen. My mama had bought me some brand new pair of shoes. Amen. And I was just a little thing. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Probably Sister Brooklyn's age. Amen. Little Brooklyn's age. A little girl was standing up here. Amen. And I thought to myself, Brother Myers, man, with these brand new shoes, I can run faster. I can do more. I can jump higher. Come on now. We had an old water trough, amen, at the house. And it was full of old, dirty, algae-filled, stagnated water that was just sitting in the yard making mosquitoes. Amen. Come on now. And I remember, amen, looking at that, amen, water trough and looking at my new shoes and looking in that water trough and thinking to myself, I can jump over this water trough, amen, in a single bound. Amen. And I just had it in my mom's saw me looking over there at that water trough. And she said, just like you mamas do to your children, amen, you get that perception in your mind. You look at that look on their face and you know just what they're about to do. And she looked at me and she said, you better not. But mom, these new shoes have helped me make it over. Come on now. That's how I thought. That's how I thought then. Come on now, I'm trying to show you how I thought when I was that age. Amen. And so, amen, she wasn't looking. Or at least I didn't think she was. Mama's got eyes in the back of their head. It's true. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And I was running across there and she wasn't looking. And I took a flying leap across that thing. And did I make it? Nope. Amen. I landed right in the middle of that water trough and got them brand new shoes slimy and wet and filled with mosquitoes and everything else. Amen. Come on now. Amen. And I stepped right off in there and needless to say, I got my hide tanned. Amen. Come on now. Amen. When I get new shoes, I'm a little more careful now. Not because I'm afraid of Mama tanning my hide or nothing. Amen. But I think differently. I know them new shoes, Brother Steve, can't make me jump over nothing. Amen. Special. Come on now. Amen. I think differently. Amen. Something's happened to my mind. It's expanded. It's gotten more knowledge. I've grown up some. Come on now. And if we do that, amen, with our mind, and if we do that in the physical, amen, don't you think we ought to do that in the spiritual? Don't you think we ought to grow? Amen. Don't you think we ought to be closer to God than we've ever been before in our life? Hallelujah. Woo, help me, Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God. I grew out of some things. In the process of growing into, sometimes we got to grow out of. Come on now. When we're growing into things, we got to grow out of some things in our life. We got to put away some things. We got to put away, amen, some things in our life. Come on now. Sometimes we get stuck in an environment that's too small for us. Sometimes we because we don't want to change, we don't want to let go of what we're familiar with. We don't want to let go with what we're comfortable with. Come on now, even though it's causing you discomfort, even though that it's causing you trouble, even though it's the cause of your spiritual woes, amen, we like to stay in our rut. Amen, we pray the same amount we prayed when we first got saved. Amen, we haven't read the Bible through but one time, and that was the month after we got saved. Amen. Come on now. Amen. We have not done anything else. We've not started a ministry. We've not witnessed more. Amen. Come on here. Amen. And so we're stuck in a rut and wondering why we're in the condition we're in. Because the space you're in is too small and God's trying to get us to grow up. Come on now. Praise God. Help me, Holy Ghost. Amen. Whoo. Some of us still got friends we shouldn't have. Woo! Some of us still got acquaintances that is holding you back. Come on now. They're a bad influence on your life. And by now, in the spirit, you should have detected already that you should not be around them kind of people anymore. But Brother Smith, you don't understand. They've been my friend for 10 years. They've been my friend for 20 years. Amen. Come on. That don't mean you gotta keep doing what they're doing. That don't mean you kinda keep going where they're going. Come on now. You gotta say, listen, it's time for me to move forward. Come on here. Made up my mind a long time ago. You can't handle where I'm going. I gotta cut you loose. Come on now. Praise God. Come on now. There's a lot of my family tonight, Brother George, that don't want to be around me. Amen. Come on. We have nothing in common. Come on now. Amen. They use words I don't use. They talk about subjects I don't talk about. And they get uncomfortable when I'm around. Praise God. And I get uncomfortable when they're around. Amen. Come on now. And so I think we just come to a mutual agreement. Amen. We just don't get around each other. Amen. But maybe once a year. Amen. Come on now. It's not that I don't love them. Don't get me wrong. It's not that you don't love them. It's that you know, amen, that you've got to move forward. It's, you know that you got to break ties. You know, amen, you got to find some spiritual believers. You got to find a spiritual family. You got to attach yourself to a spiritual pastor. Come on here. Help me, Holy Ghost. Sometimes you just gotta move on. Abraham knew when he was headed up the mountain with Isaac, everybody couldn't handle what he was getting ready to do to Isaac. So what did he tell them people? He said, stay here, abide here with the ass, and I and the lad go yonder and worship and come again to you. He was getting ready to do something that they would not understand. There's some things we do now, Brother Myers, that some of the folks in our past could not even understand.
Come on now. They couldn't even comprehend. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't even try to explain it to some folks until they're real good and saved. Amen. Come on now. Amen. Come on now. It don't make you better than anybody else. That's not what I'm talking about. It just means you're more determined. Amen. You have made up your mind that nothing is going to hold you back and nobody is going to hold you back. Come on now. Look at our text. Every man took a beam. Every man went and got a piece of wood. Amen. What does that tell us in the Word? It tells us that everybody comes together. Everybody pitches in. Everybody carries the load. Come on now. Everybody carries the load. Amen. Oh, I know what we think. Brother Myers. Amen. Man, he can carry a lot. I know he can do a lot. You're not telling me nothing new. I went and worked with him a couple of times. Amen. He's a workaholic. Amen. Come on now. I'm not ashamed to tell you. Amen. I've had my fill of that already. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I told this before. I like telling this part. Amen. There was one time he puts in them drop ceilings. You still do that? He puts in them drop ceilings and, he was walking around on them stilts. Not like he's not tall enough, you know. And I'm down there on the floor. I'm the gopher, I guess. I'm picking up stuff. I was watching him. I might have just been visiting with him. Sometimes I'd come by and, hey man, but I was watching him up there and, he was. I mean, I was like, what in the world? Hey man, just working. And I know he probably does the same thing around here. Hey man, come on now. He probably does the same thing around here. And if we're not careful, church, are you listening? If we're not careful, hey man, we'll watch a man of God over here. Hey man, whatever he does around here. Hey man, he might be laying some carpet. He might be painting a wall. He might be putting shingles on the roof. He may be, hey man, out there watering the garden or weeding the garden or weeding the flowers or whatever or planting new flowers. And we look over there and say, man, I can't keep up with him. Hey man, go on, Brother Myers. We're behind you 100%. No, you go grab you a beam and you find something to do and you say, listen, we got to get this thing built. Come on now. Hey man, praise God. Hey man, Brother Myers, he's expanding his own thing. What are we doing? Come on, church. What are we doing? Praise God. Oh, amen. Then Elisha said, go ye. He tells them, you need to go. He said, they said, listen, this place is too small. When you come to the man of God, you come to the pastor. With our problems, we come to him with our issues. Don't we? How many has ever called the pastor up and said, I need some prayer, pastor. Come on now. I need help. Come on now. I need some advice. Amen. And rightfully so. They went to Elisha, said it's getting tight in here. Amen. Come on now. Anybody ever been home and said, man, it's getting tight around here. Amen. I need some spiritual help. It's getting tight around here. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on now. You should call your pastor. Come on here. Amen. And what did their pastor tell them? What did Elisha say? He said, go. It's time to build. Amen. Come on now. Amen. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. He tells them to go. Amen. One said, amen, as they started off to go, one said, whoa, wait a minute. Amen. We can't do this without the Lord. Amen. Of course, amen. The representative of the Lord at the time was Elisha. Amen. They said, we cannot go. I pray thee, come with us. Amen. And Elijah said, I'll come. Amen. Come on now. And so, amen, the point there is, we cannot do this without God, church. Amen. How many times have we done this? Let me just preach to Brother Smith. That way I can leave you alone, all right? Amen. How many times has Brother Smith, amen, tried to do it by myself? How many times have I just tried to pull the load up by myself? How many times have I tried to pick up that beam on my own or tried to do that or tried to make it through this trial or make it through this struggle or make it through this storm on my own? Amen. Somebody ought to turn around and say, God, I cannot do this without you. Amen. Why don't you come with me? Come on now. Amen. That's something you need to get a hold of right now. Do not do it without God. Amen. Too many people have chosen to do it their own way, on their own, and they left God out. Come on now. If you don't ask Him to come, He won't come.
He's not just going to show up and ruin and interrupt your day. He's just not going to come in and interrupt your life. Amen. You have to invite Him to come. You have to ask Him to come. Amen. The Word of God says you have not because you ask not. Come on now. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Help us, Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh. If He does not come, then you are left with our own operation. Amen. You look at this. They cut down the wood. They started chopping the wood. Amen. Come on now. I brought me something to chop down some wood here tonight. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's not much. I don't think I could do a whole lot with it. Amen. But they was chopping up the wood. Come on now. They was working. Amen. Praise the Lord. Y'all been doing some work around here. Amen. Right? Yeah. I've been seeing the pictures. Y'all been remodeling. Come on now. Amen. Everybody wants, I'm gonna listen to me. Everybody wants a great church, but they want somebody else to do it. Come on now. Everybody wants a great marriage, but they don't want to take the time to cultivate and nurture that relationship. Amen. Everybody wants a big ministry, but they don't want to take the time to lay the foundation through prayer and fasting and studying of the Word of God. Amen. Everybody wants prosperity, but they don't want to work for it. Amen. They don't want to pick up the axe. They don't want to chop the wood. Amen. They want to stand around and watch everybody else do it. Amen. Come on now. They want somebody else to start a nursing home ministry. They want somebody else to start a prison ministry. They want somebody else to, amen, pass out tracts. They want somebody else to knock on the doors. Amen. I've seen them do this before. Amen. Hallelujah. Somewhere in the United States of America. Amen. I've seen them. Amen. Somebody, a group of two or three will go out and pass out tracts. And sure enough, somebody will stand up and testify about how the church is passing out tracts and what a great work they've done that weekend. And they didn't even show up. Come on, baby. I don't even know. Brother Myers ain't been talking to me. Don't get scared. Amen. Hallelujah. Help me. Help me. Help me. Amen. Pray. You ought to say amen. I wouldn't have a clue. Come on now. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I'm not going to throw this at you. I promise. Amen. Hey, hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. You're making me nervous up here. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to preach in a minute. Just give me a second. Amen. Hallelujah. But they took that axe, Brother Smith, and they was chopping that wood. Amen. Hallelujah. I remember as a kid, amen, chopping wood's not easy. Amen. I remember as a kid, amen, my dad and I went up to George's Lake or somewhere there around Palatka. Amen. And we were camping out and roughing it. And Dad had an old big long axe. And I thought, I called myself going to cut down this tree. And I wailed on that tree, and an hour passed, and I'm still wailing on that tree. And the next time, I'm just a young kid. And next thing you know it, something pinched in my back. And I lost my breath. And here I am trying to chop down. It's not easy chopping down a tree. Come on now. It's not easy. I don't think I ever got that tree chopped down. It's probably still up there in Palatka right now. Got a big old notch in it like this where some young kid was wailing away on it. It probably died. Amen. It probably died. Come on now. That's true. You preach it and I want the CD. Amen. Hallelujah. But just as equally, I got a point here. I really do. Amen. Amen. Just as it's really hard to chop down a tree, and it's hard to maintain. It's hard. It's a lot of work to be a Christian. You can't just put it on cruise control and cruise around the neighborhood thinking you're doing something. Come on now. You can't just, amen, head for, on the, down the interstate and hit the cruise control. Amen. Come on now and turn on the stereo and let the air conditioner blow you in the face and just cruise down the road. It don't work that way. You gotta get out the tools. You gotta grab the axe and you gotta start chopping on the tree. It's gonna take some work to get where God wants us to be. It's gonna take some prayers. It's gonna take some sweat. It's gonna take some prayer. It's going to take some work. Hallelujah. Woo. Amen. I pray that if you're newly saved, amen, you don't get afraid. I'm not here to scare you. Amen. I'm just here to prepare you. Come on now. Amen. Come on. But while they were busy cutting down the tree, amen, one young prophet, amen, he was wailing. Don't get scared. Was wailing away, Brother Smith. And all of a sudden, there by the nice, cool water, by the nice rippling brook or whatever it was. Amen. Amen. He went back to rear back the swing, and when he came down upon that tree, that axe head fell off, bloop, right in the water, and here he was, looking at that axe handle. Come on now. It's what we do, saints of God, that are trying. This is at least what we do. I want to commend you, but I want to tell you it's wrong at the same time. Is that all right? What we do is when that axe head falls off, we're still. Nobody knows what I'm going through. Nobody knows what I'm facing. Look, I'm over here still chopping. I'm over here still working. How you doing, brother? How you doing, sister? How you doing? Come on now. How you doing, brother? I'm doing fine. Can't you see? I'm doing fine. Can't you see? My arm's still going up and down. Ain't I doing all right? Come on here. In a way, I can almost understand it because I've been there. And I know the need to maintain a positive attitude. And I know the desire to maintain a good atmosphere and try to not discourage anybody else by what you're going through. I understand that concept that you do not want to bring nobody else down through the trouble and the trial that you're facing. Amen. But listen. Amen. It's one thing. Amen. To be positive. And it's another thing to fake it. Amen. When the thing that you need is at the bottom of the water and not on the end of your stick. Amen. And you're still trying to cut. You're not getting anywhere. You're not accomplishing anything. That tree is not going to fall. That stick is going to eventually break is what's going to happen. Come on now. Amen. Praise the Lord. And listen, preacher, singer, teacher, amen, church member, amen, that axe head, amen, you know what that represents? That it represents the anointing of God. You see, I can preach, amen, without the anointing. And I can sing without the anointing. Come on, I can do it. Come on, amen, I can witness without the anointing. Amen, I know we say we can't do it without the anointing. You can do it without the anointing. You just can't do it effectively. Have no effect. I can chop a tree without an axe head. Come on now. See this invisible tree right here? That's what I'm doing. I'm chopping the tree with the axe head. Come on now. If it was a real tree, it'd still be standing. Come on now. I can teach a Sunday school class without the anointing. Come on now. Whew. I can shout without the anointing. I can run around the church without the anointing. Come on here. Woo! Come on now. And don't leave me. Don't stop. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. And so, amen, I want to bring our attention. Amen. That the fact is, amen, this young man looked at his axe head and he's thinking to himself, I cannot chop down the tree without my axe head. And he said, oh my, it was borrowed. It wasn't mine to begin with. Come on now. Sometimes we go on in years. We go months and weeks and months and years without the anointing and we think nothing of it. But the problem is, Brother Troy, amen, that anointing was never yours to begin with. Amen. And we think it's ours to pick up and lay down as we want to pick it up and lay down. But the first thing we need to realize is that it's borrowed. I said it's borrowed. Hallelujah. Amen. It's from the Lord. Everything you get, every power that you have, every unction that you have, every ability that you have, everything that you have comes from God, and it's called the anointing. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, mighty God. Help us to realize, amen, even though we're still swinging away, even though we're still trying, even though we're still working, even though we're still trying to accomplish things, we cannot do it without the anointing. Come on now. Oh, I know you're amazing. I know we can do some pretty neat things sometimes. We can accomplish some great things sometimes. Brother Smith, we here in America are some pretty ingenious people. Smart. We do all kind of things. But let me tell you something. is as amazing as we are and as wonderful as we are as a people, as a nation, we did not take 39 stripes on our back. We were not mocked. We were not spit upon. We did not take the sins of the world upon our back. We were not nailed to a tree. We did not pay the price. Come on, that the Son of God paid. Amen. So we cannot claim the anointing for our own. It belongs to Him. Come on, I said it belongs to Him. Hallelujah. Amen. You cannot do it in yourself. Amen. I cannot do it in myself. Hallelujah. Amen. The power comes from Him. It comes from above. It comes from Jesus. He was the one born of a virgin. He's the one that lived a sinless life. He's the one that died a selfless death and conquered sin and hell. He was the one that baptizes. Amen. With the Holy Ghost and with fire. Come on now. God said, I baptize you with water, but there's one coming after me, and He will baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. The power source is the Holy Ghost. It's the anointing of the Holy Ghost that destroys the yoke. Come on here. It's the anointing that heals the sick. It's the anointing that restores the marriage and broken families. It's the anointing that drives out devils. Come on now. It's the anointing that sets the captives free. It's the anointing that causes the deaf to hear. It's the anointing that causes the lame to walk. And it's the anointing, Brother Smith, amen, that causes the deaf to hear. Come on now. Woo, hallelujah. Amen. How God, in Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Oh, amen. This young man may have lost it. Brother Myers, he may have lost it. But the thing he did, Brother Smith, immediately was recognize that it was no longer there. He recognized that it was no longer there. Have you ever been in a place in your life where you didn't realize it was gone? Have you ever realized there was a moment in your life that you realized that it was gone? Samson, Brother Myers said, what did he say? He shook himself and wist not that the power of God had departed. Come on now. Oh, help us, Holy Ghost. Amen. He lost it. Amen. Amen. Oh, help us, Holy Ghost. Amen. I don't know. Amen. Praise God. I'm not here to condemn anybody. I'm not here, amen, to put anybody down. I've been in the same place many times. I've been in the same spot a lot of times. Amen. Come on now. Amen. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. But I had to admit to myself, I was just going through the motions. Amen. There's times when preachers, amen, let me just back up. There's times when Brother Smith has gotten behind the pulpit and preached just because it was my duty. Just because it was my lot to preach. Just because I had to be the one. Amen. Come on now. Amen. Don't look at me funny. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. But I had to admit to myself, I cannot do it in my own. I was just going through the motions. The anointing was gone. It was just words. Come on now. Amen. But I don't know about you, but amen, we sing, but I cannot sing without the anointing. I cannot teach without the anointing. I can't preach without the anointing. I can't pray without the anointing. I can't worship God without the anointing. Come on now. Amen. Praise God. In Him we live and move and have our being. Come on now. Amen. I have reached a place, and you need to reach the place. We all must reach the place. Amen. When we look at this and we say, I cannot carry on without the anointing. Come on. Amen. Praise God. So Elisha said, show me the place. Show me the place. I tell you right here tonight, I can show you the place where I stepped over in that trough and got my shoes wet. I can show you the place where I went to high school. I can show you the place where Sister Smith and I, when I asked her to marry me, Burger King parking lot, amen. Anniversaries in December. I hear Burger King's got a new burger, amen, hallelujah. I can take you to the place where I asked her to marry me. I can take you to the place, Brother Smith, that I married her. Come on now. I can take take you to the little church in North Carolina where we both give our heart to the Lord. The Emmanuel Holiness Church in Fayetteville. The other day we went there. Not too long ago. Not the other day, but it's been a little while. Time flies when you get older. We went by there. That's just been a couple of years, hadn't it? Amen. Praise the Lord. We went by there, Brother Myers. Pulled up in that little church parking lot of Miss Pye Avenue in Fayetteville, North Carolina. And pulled up to the church. Nobody was there. But just to see and remember the place where we got saved, Brother George. I can take you to the place. Come on now. I'm taking to the place, to the church in Asheboro, North Carolina. I was sitting in a revival service, Brother Teague preaching. Amen. Come on now. And he made the statement. He said, oh, I'd hate to stand before God knowing I was running. And here I was sitting on a pew right about where Sister Miranda's sitting with my hands on the back of that pew and my knuckles turning white. I said, Lord, I'm not a preacher. I'm not a preacher. I'm not a preacher. And he said, I'd hate to stand before God knowing I was running. When he said that, I couldn't wait. I could take you to that church at the Sunset Park, or Sunset Church of God in Asheboro, North Carolina. Amen. I ran up to that altar. I fell over that altar, Brother Myers, and I said, Lord, I'll preach. And he said, go back to Florida. And I said, I don't know about that. Amen. And here we are. Hallelujah. But I can take you to the place. And I know right now you're thinking, oh yeah, we got married there and he asked me to marry him here, and he don't remember, she does. Amen. Hallelujah. But I can take you to the place. But church, we ought to be able to take ourselves back to the place where we left the anointing. There was a time in your life, I'm talking to somebody tonight, there was a time in your life where you could get up and sing and you could feel the anointing. You can get up and preach and you can feel the anointing. You can get up and teach and feel the anointing. You can get up and minister. You can talk to somebody. When you go in that Walmart line and you talk to them and they look at you and say, man, I feel the Lord. And that Walmart greeter, that Walmart cashier or whatever would feel the Lord in your life. You remember that. Somebody here, I know I'm preaching to, can remember that. When you were on fire for God and you had the anointing in your life and you couldn't wait to talk to the next person about the Lord. But somewhere along the line, there was a place. Somewhere along the line, there was a moment in your life where you quit praying like you should pray. Somewhere in your life, you let down where you used to hold up a higher standard in your life. Somewhere along in your life, amen, you quit reading your Bible. You lost the desire. Maybe you started a job and you worked more. Now you gotta, you don't have much time and you gotta sleep more. You gotta go to bed early. Somewhere, amen, but you can point right to the place. That's where the man of God said, looked at the man and said, well, show me the place. Hallelujah. Come on now. And right now God is speaking to you. He said, point out the place. Find the place where you left the anointing. Find the place, amen, where you lost it. Find the place where you let down. Find the place where you backed up on God. Find the place. Oh, right here in this revival, I know it's Thursday night. Amen. Oh, and it's passing by fast. Amen. But somewhere, sometime tonight, somebody needs to remember the place where it was. Oh. And he took that stick, and where that man pointed, he threw the stick in the water, and the anointing swam up. The axe head swam up. The anointing came to him. But it didn't come all the way. We go to praying to God, Brother Myers, and asking God and begging God, and we get on business with God, He's going to start coming towards us. He's going to start moving towards us. And I feel Him. I felt Him a while ago while they were singing. I felt Him a while ago when the choir was singing. Come on now. I felt the Lord moving towards us. Anybody else feel Him? I feel Him now. He's like Grace Creek Church of God. And He started moving towards the church. They're praising me. They're worshiping me. They're in one accord in one place. And then He starts moving towards the church. Amen. And that axe head, that's what it did. Amen. When the man of God threw that stick down there and there was action, that axe head swam. It defied all reality. And it swam to the top of that water. And what did He tell him to do? Pick it up. Reach down and grab it. Come on now.
And as you stand with me and somebody comes to the piano, I want you to listen to this thought right here. Right now, tonight, last night, God has been dealing with us. And already, somebody's already reached down and grabbed it. Come on now. Isn't that right? Am I right? Am I right, preacher?
Yeah.
Amen. Come on now. Amen. Hallelujah. That's what you do when you start feeling that. Come on now, I'm proud of him. I'm glad he didn't do like Brother Smith. I'll run. Hey man, they'd come up to me, brother, and they'd say, are you a preacher? I'd say, no. And I wasn't lying. I was in the house of God. I was teaching a Sunday school class. I was leading the choir, Brother Myers. Hey man, I was not lying because at the time I was not considered a preacher. And that was the question they'd ask. Are you a preacher? No. Brother Teague came up to me a week before he preached that revival. And Sister Smith and I was standing there in the foyer greeting folks. And he come out and he looked at her and said, is your husband called to preach? She said, yes, sir, he is. Come on now. Be sure your sins will find you out. Amen. Hallelujah. And right here tonight, you might not have a wife here that's going to rat you out. Amen. But you got a God that's on your trail. You got a Lord. He's moving towards you. And when you feel that unction, you got to reach down and pick it up. Did I feel like a preacher when I answered the call to preach, Brother Myers? No. Brother Myers hurt me the first few times I ever preached. Oh, praise the Lord. I ain't got much better. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. But I said, I'd do it. Let me tell you something. You may not feel much like being anointed. You may not feel much. Come on now. You may not feel it. But you say, Lord, I'll be willing. I'll pick it up. I feel like doing this tonight. This is just an old axe handle I bought from Home Depot today. It took me about 30, 45 minutes to get the head off of it. Amen. Ruined a perfectly good axe, but I wanted to make a point. Brother Myers can fix it. Amen. Give it to him. But it's just a stick. It's just a piece of wood. That's all it is. But it's symbolic, Brother Steve. It's symbolic. And somebody, I just felt strong. I felt it strong all day. I was praying about this message. I was at work. And then after work, I felt it strong. I said, there's going to be somebody here tonight that has been searching for that empty place in their life. And I'm here to tell you tonight, it's the anointing. You've been questioning things. Lord, I love you. I've given my heart to you. I come to church. I pay my tithe. I try to work when I want to. I try to do the best I know how. But I'm missing something in my life, and I don't know why. I just felt. I don't know. A lot of you folks, I know some more tonight than I did the other night. But I'm wondering, Brother Myers, is there somebody tonight that had just come take this piece of wood symbolically and say, "It's the anointing. I know that's what it is. It's the anointing. I know that's what it is." And right now, everybody's looking around. Everybody's waiting to see who it is. And you're the one. Can you imagine they're all gathered around that body of water? And this young man is blending in with everybody else. He's chopping away. He's chopping. And nobody notices. But he stops and he's like, wait a minute. Something's not right here. What does everybody do? They stop and look at him. Come on now. I just want to warn you right now. Hey man, right now it's a brave step. It's a huge step. It's a large step. But he was so bold and he was so determined and he didn't care what anybody thought and he didn't care what anybody was thinking in their mind and probably the devil might have said, aha, hey man, it was borrowed and now everybody's going to think, hey man, they can never let you borrow their axe because you're going to break it. Whatever thoughts he was thinking in his mind, the same thing goes here. Hey man, the devil's going to say, what are they going to think? What are they going to say? What are they going to feel?
feel. It doesn't matter what they think, say, or feel. What matters right now is that you recognize that you need the anointing in your life. And there may be more than one. We'll take turns and I'll carry it with you. I'll carry it. You carry it. We all carry it around this place. But I want you to obey God right now. Who's going to be the first one? I want you to step out and grab this piece of stick. Hey, man, I want the anointing. Hallelujah.